Hello, and welcome to the Unapologetically Imperfect podcast.
Hi, this is Claire.
And this is Keon. And this podcast is for all those mamas out there.
Whether you're a working mom, a work-from-home mom, a stay-at-home mom, a single mom, a married mom, all moms. Because sometimes being a mom is the absolute best. And sometimes, girl, it's the absolute worst.
This is your midweek mama moment to get you over the hump. We're going to start with a little mama dance party right now.
Take a moment just for you to dance like nobody's watching. Remember how good it feels to move your body just for you.
Go, mamas.
Go, mamas. Go, 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 mamas.
Groove it out. Hey, mamas, you know what this is. This is Sorry Not Sorry.
Hey.
We are back.
Yes.
Person.
So excited.
So, Claire, what's your Sorry Not Sorry?
So, Sorry Not Sorry, my baby did the most this week. This is not a personal Sorry Not Sorry for those of you who are on. This is like a Jefferson Gleepa family party, not Sorry Not Sorry. My baby had prom this week and her Gold Award Gala. For those of you who don't know, Gold Award is the highest award that a Girl Scout can achieve. And we were extra at every event. And you know what? That's my prerogative as a mommy.
Especially with COVID having messed up so many things.
Exactly.
This year, be extra, because we about to be extra for my daughter's 16th birthday.
There we go. And that's so Sorry Not Sorry. We was extra, and everybody that was there that was like, oh, I didn't know we were doing. Yes, we're doing the most, and I ain't sorry. How about you, Kia?
You know, it's usually mine's is around food. So I know, it's really bad.
That was not bad, it's good.
My husband and I snuck away for lunch.
Y'all being a sneakiness away is, and I love it though. I am here for the marital sneaking away.
And it was like, I was in between appointments. So with clients, I had finished with one client and then had another client I was meeting with. I had a gap. So I had come home. I had to do something real quick on the computer. And then he was like, you want to go grab a bite? I was like, sure. Yes. So we're leaving. And the youngest one is like, where are you guys going? He's like, we're going to get something to eat. Well, where are you going? I don't know.
No somewhere. Business.
Well, can I come?
No.
Well, why can't I come? I said, because it's a date. It's not a date. I said, it's a date. Goodbye. And we went and had
deuces.
Lunch.
I said, good for you. You know what? For those of you mommies who are married, it's important to keep it spicy. And sometimes just a little treat, just sneaking away.
And I would just give a shout out to Rohi's in our neighborhood, a Japanese restaurant. They have the greatest little lunch bento box.
Oh, I love bento boxes.
Girl, you be feeling so full and you got a variety of stuff. I'm just going to say, get the salmon bento box and say, thank you, Kiana.
All right, salmon bento box. I love it. Listen, sorry, not sorry.
Sorry, not sorry, mamas.
Hey, mamas, we got to take a quick commercial break.
We'll be right back.
Hey, UI mamas, welcome back from the commercial break.
Welcome back.
This week, we are talking about letting our kids make choices.
Woo-wee!
Girl-la! So, you know, both of us have these teenage daughters. And the blessing of a teenage daughter is that you get all the fun and the great ideas and creativity.
I feel like it's more so with girls because I have three children. So I have two boys and a girl. And I feel like the boys don't do as much of that kind of thing. You know, it's like, what if I do this? But my daughter is very much that person. Like she will get an outfit in mind and go find the items that, you know, thrift and stuff to put together an outfit. Cause she'll be like, oh, I saw this and I think I got this outfit. So she has been just a creative little lady lately. So her art class, every month they have an art project they have to do. So this month her art project is she customized a pair of jeans.
Oh,
so she found a pair of jeans and she customized them. Probably something I wouldn't have done, but she's very creative. She did bones. They're black jeans. So in white paint, she did the leg bones
all the way down the middle. Mm-hmm,
and then down the back. And then she put fabric on the pockets.
Oh.
And yes, she just did her own thing. And then she recently did a shirt and did a rib cage in the paint.
Oh, the rib cage. So she's a skeleton.
Yeah.
I like it. I like it. So we probably should say Raising a creative. How about that? Yes, yes, because there are some boys that end up being on the creative spectrum. But let me tell you, it is a blessing.
It is.
And it is also a challenge.
I think we did an episode recently saying raising strong women, right?
Yes, raising strong women is great. But raising a creative child is a little different because they always think outside of the box. And that throws a curveball in what you thought your child would look like.
Yes.
What you thought your child would participate in.
Absolutely.
How, you know, you move through the world.
Yes. And so that's definitely a challenge sometimes. We have been dealing with the, I want to pierce my nose.
Oh, no, not the nose.
Well, I'm going to just say this. When I was about her age, I wanted to pierce my nose as well.
Okay.
And my mother's answer was, when you turn 18, you can do whatever you want to your body. That was her answer.
Okay, that's a good answer.
I gave the same answer. Because if my mom gave it to me.
That's right.
Because by the time I turned 18, people, guess what? Didn't want to pierce my nose anymore. She knew what she was doing.
Right.
She was like, gosh, she'll fall out of love with it.
Right. Or she'll pay for it herself either way.
Yeah. So I never did it. For Christmas, I did get my daughter. We got matching like magnetic.
Oh, that's like a good compromise. Yes.
I was like, oh, we'll use the girl, those things are a pain. We both lost ours.
The magnet wasn't strong enough.
The magnet don't be doing right. It falls. The thing is so tiny. You can never find it again. It's lost.
Oh, no.
So, you know, she came to us the other night and she says, I have a PowerPoint. First of all, I said, oh, did you tell your dad about something? And she said, speaking of presentations,
ooh,
that was her segue. I have a PowerPoint presentation I want to show you and dad.
No, she did a PowerPoint presentation about the nose piercing.
Yeah, asked why we should let her get one.
These children, this is why we should just not educate our kids. Because
and I said, I didn't know. Up front, she didn't tell us what it was about. She just said, I want to give you guys a PowerPoint. Okay. And I said, preemptively, if this is about piercing your nose, we've already given you the answer.
Uh-oh.
And she said, just let me give my presentation before you say anything.
Oh, my goodness. You know what? But I'm here for it, though. As much as I'm, like, on the mommy side, like, girl, and on my cute baby girl side, like, her face is so gorgeous. Don't put no holes in it.
She
at the same time, I love her determination.
Oh, yeah.
I love the brilliance. I love the use of technology. Mm-hmm. Oh, this is the kind of person we want. And this is the hard thing with a creative, right?
Yeah.
Like, they are, once they have their mind kind of set on something, they really cannot let it go.
No. And they will find very, very interesting ways to make their pitch.
So was the...
It was a great presentation.
Did it change your mind?
A little bit. Because some of it was about, you know, her being able to express her individuality.
Mm.
And that her body is like a canvas, because my daughter is into art. She paints and draws and all that. Her body is like a canvas, and she should be able to express her individuality and creativity by doing those such things. And then she pitched on which kind of piercing she wants to get.
Right.
Because that piercing is one that is easily, she could easily hide it. She won't have a hole in her nose if she has to take it out. And so she wants to get this one.
Yeah. Jesus, no!
And I was like,
the one.
I would prefer this one, but.
She wants the one that's like kind of, I don't know how to describe it, like the ox ring kind.
Mm-hmm.
No, not that one, baby girl. Just do the cute little tie.
Well, and she does, my husband doesn't want her to get that kind because you can't hide it.
Okay.
But I think if it's tiny enough, but he's also hesitant because he knows someone who had a piercing that went wrong and it got infected. And so they lost a good chunk of their nose.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So we are still thinking it over. We are trying to figure out the best
way
to
make this. Pray for Kiana and her husband for wisdom.
We want to make it like she's kind of got to earn it.
Oh, that's a good idea.
She is my messy child, so her room always looks like a, I don't know.
I mean, that's kind of the other thing with creatives, though, right?
Yeah.
Like, a mark of that creativity is this messiness. And not just messiness. My child is creative as well. My female child, my oldest. And so we have projects half done
all
over all over the house and not just limited to her room. Like, I'm like, you have a whole room. You are blessed to have an entire room that you get to stay in for yourself. It is warm, right?
Don't bring your mess.
It's in good condition. And it has been, when she was really little, it was, you know, all these little art creations she would make, always decorating something. Yes. Or she was always bringing stuff from the outside inside. So she would find beautiful flowers, beautiful rocks, the beauty. And I was like,
at least she's not like dogs that bring a beautiful dead rat.
Yeah.
I've had a dog do that. And I was like, that is not a gift I want.
But it can be a challenge, right? Like trying to.
I try not to say something every time I go in her room. And now I just open the door and stand there and look down because I've like had to give stuff to her and she'll reach for it. And I'm like, that's a minefield. I'm not walking through that. I'm like, you want me to toss it? You better catch it. Cause I'm not about to try and tiptoe through there and end up falling.
No,
I'm not trying to end up with a broken leg. Cause I was trying to get something to my daughter.
No, it's challenging. I feel like the biggest challenge of raising a really creative child is walking the line between helping them gain life skills.
Yes.
And prioritizing what's important, because I think with creative children, it's very easy for them to focus on like some really small detail that doesn't really matter in the scheme of things.
Right.
Helping pulling them back from the abyss of whatever it is that has attracted their interest. And also like knowing when they really are having a self-expression moment, right, or when they are having, you know, a moment of their own personal, you know, genius.
Yeah.
Going down that rabbit hole. Because sometimes that rabbit hole leads to someplace really nice.
Yeah.
I think sometimes
it's good too, because it lets them step outside of their comfort zone.
Yes.
That's what's cool too, is like, I feel like she's 15, she will be 16. And I feel like she is a much more confident 15-year-old than I was.
Yeah.
Like, if I had her boldness and confidence,
girl, I
would have been amazing in high school. Instead of the wallflower that was standing in the corner, not talking to people like that. I don't want to stifle that.
Exactly.
But then I'm like, how far do you go? And then part of me is like, I see so many teenage girls with their nose pierced. Like, in the grand scheme of things, is it really something to fight over? Like,
well, and it's hard, right? Especially during this time of the pandemic, like, our kids have struggled in so many ways to express themselves, to individuate, just to be separated from their general family unit. So it is a challenge figuring out what hill is worth dying over, right? And I'll just say, moms, so many families have lost their teenage children as a result of depression, anxiety, all of those things. I always have that in the back of my mind, trying to like see through the actual heart of the issue, right? Like,
and I guess she's not asking me, can I go rob a bank with my best friend?
That she's not. And that's a good thing, because that hopefully will be a definite.
And that's a really good show, though, if you ever watch Good Girls. Everybody's got to have a ride or die that's willing to rob someplace.
Not robbing. We're not robbing nothing.
And I'm thinking too, she's not asking to do crazy. I mean, we've done that. We dyed the hair tips and lightened them. We did that. I got her the purple stuff to put in her hair.
Right.
She wanted to do some purple. And I was like, let's not do the dye. She recently wanted to dye her hair. And I was very like, ooh, what color are we going with? And then she decided to just go black.
There you go. All right.
So I was like, okay, I'm okay with that. So I'm just trying to gauge this whole, like, how far do I go?
That's the thing.
The piercing of the
face is permanent. It's permanent, y'all.
So I let her pierce her cartilage in her ear a couple years ago. She tells me, I just realized it closed up on me because I hadn't been wearing anything in it. It happens to be the size she sleeps on. And if she had an earring in it, it would bother her. And now she realizes it's closed. So I was like, well, guess you should have put it on the opposite side that you sleep on. She's like, yeah, that probably would have been good. But she's like, I know if it's somewhere, like if I have it there, they have the ones where you can kind of roll them up so they're not visible, or I can take it out and it's not going to be too visible as to the hole. Whereas if I had one here, It's just a challenge.
I know.
I don't know what to say.
I don't either. I really wish I did. And that's the challenge, is like with your creative child, you really have to just take it step by step and continue to figure out, like, is this, again, something that is so integral to them for some reason? Yeah. Or is this just a phase? And I think some of it is just waiting time. Like, I might say,
that's
like,
why I gave her the words my mom gave me. It was like, oh, when you turn 18, you can right. do it. And then I turned 18, y'all, I didn't do it. So by then, I obviously had gotten out of that phase. So I was hoping
that she would. Well, she continues to bring it back.
Like, hey, you know. Right. She turned 18 and be like, yeah, no, I don't know when to do that.
I know. I mean, this is definitely the hard thing. Things like decorating their room, right? Like, my daughter's room is, there is something on every single surface. There is not a surface that does not have some decoration. Every wall, the ceilings, y'all, like up unto, I literally had to be like, you cannot decorate under the ceiling fan. No, do not decorate the ceiling fan. Like, no, it has a function. Right? Like, don't destroy the ceiling fan.
But why don't you let her take the blades off and paint something on them? That would be cool.
Because it's my house and she's leaving in like 5 months. I don't want to have to repaint ceiling fan.
That's true.
Fan.
I get that.
What are those things called?
The blades.
Blades. Yeah. No. And that's the thing. She would. And so, it's so hard. Like, when it comes to, but I think one of the most important things is to have your value through line in those discussions, right? Like, when it comes to dress, when it comes to decorating the room, when it comes to piercing, what is your value? What's most important? And have that conversation. Mm-hmm. And then also have that conversation with your child, because you have to know your child's values may very well, in the moment of teenage life, be different than yours.
Well, and I would expect it would be.
Yes. For sure.
I am a 47-year-old woman. I don't expect her to have the same values as me.
Well, but it can be a really beautiful discussion. Like, right. What are you really afraid of when it comes to whatever that expression is going to be in the moment, and help them address those things? Like, oh, well, that's not really important to me fitting into the mainstream. Okay. Well, help them think, like, well, do you want to get a job in a few months?
We've had that conversation.
Right?
Like, do you know what you want to do? No, not really. Okay. So that's why, I mean, her reasoning behind where she wants to get the piercing, I could see, because that's something that wouldn't be,
right?
You know, it's not like piercing an eyebrow or, you know, people that have the, and do you, because I'm not one to, I mean, I have a tattoo, and I know she's mentioned wanting to get tattoos, but that one, I'm definitely, she's going to have to wait till she 18.
Right, for sure.
I mean, my oldest wanted tattoos, and I told him, when you turn 18, you do what you want to your body, and he did. But we had him mindful, like putting it places where if you had to dress for work, it's not going to be visible, those sort of things. He's my other creative child, but he's more in the, they are both pretty much artists because he does the photography and he's very good with like videography and like editing and all that stuff. So at least he's never came to me and asked me for something crazy.
Well, but that's the thing, though, which I absolutely love about this generation of children. I feel like with multiple moms, I'm having conversations about kids being bold about their choices, which can mean so many amazing things for society as they move forward.
Yeah, for sure.
It can also be very scary from a mommy perspective.
Yeah, I mean, I definitely think so. Like I said, I guess I should be fortunate she's not asking me to do something extremely insane.
I know, but it's still hard, right? Again, there's a way that you envision your baby.
Yes.
And she would like
to. She's much like your daughter, experiments with like makeup looks.
Yes, makeup, color, clothes.
My daughter will walk out the room and I'll be like, oh, this is what we're doing today.
Totally. You're like, well, or sometimes, and I have to help my husband grow because he...
Dads
comment in a way that's not, that won't be perceived as loving, right? Like, she was doing this look where we were only doing one eye and we were, you know, making that eye the statement eye, and the other eye was really a natural look. And so he would be like, oh, you forgot. I'm like, babe. And she would melt down the whole time. I'm like, first of all, we are her only feedback right now because she's in the house.
Right.
And nobody's really saying anything on Zoom because nobody's really paying attention to the Zoom or Google Classroom. Right. So I'm like, okay, love, I'm going to need you to say, I love that color. Just pick something that you like and say
and if you don't have
that,
anything nice to say, don't say anything at all.
No, say I love you. Oh, precious baby. Like, let me do the, because it's so interesting, particularly with her, she cares so much what her daddy thinks. Mm-hmm. It is so important. And she's had a wonderful dad. I think both of our girls are blessed that they've had a really loving, doting dad. Absolutely. And so when she begins to play with things that make him nervous, she perceives it as his critique of her, not the outfit, not the, so I've had to really say, okay, love, you don't get to critique the outfit. I will, if you're worried, call her beautiful, come and say, can you just give her once over, right? Like, because particularly as these girls get shapely,
which has happened to both of our daughters,
yes, there's nothing that they can do to really hide that shape. And my husband would love if she was in a burlap sack.
Oh, my husband too,
every day, all day. Girl, he was literally jokingly, but like, can we convert to like either really conservative Judaism or really conservative Islam so that our baby can, I'm like,
it has to be covered from,
yes, covered, knee length, all the things. I'm like, no, love. Well, first of all, we have a real specific value. That's not going to work. Secondly, no.
Yeah. Well, it's funny because we go through the same thing with my daughter, and she has developed lots of curves, which my husband continues to, this is your fault. That's what he says to me. This is your fault. And
whatever. Okay.
And so recently, like when we went on spring break, she had to buy new bathing suits because her bathing suit tops weren't fitting. And it was very much a challenge. Like, she showed us pictures and then we agreed on the ones that we liked.
Right.
And then she got one and I thought it was a beautiful two-piece bathing suit, but she, the top, I was like, ooh, we're really having a problem. So we ordered the top in a larger size.
Right.
It still doesn't all the way fit. I was like, girl. And so that was hard. And then she did buy one that was a one piece. And then she bought two one pieces. And she was like, it feels so weird wearing one piece because it reminds me of when I was a kid and I had like my Barbie one piece swimsuit.
She said Barbie.
And I said, but you look amazing. Like, she got this really cute orange one that has like, you know, like the openings and stuff like that. And it's kind of cute. But it's really hard because
hard.
You want to give them some self-expression.
Yes.
And I also don't want to stifle her because of, we all know, and I'm just going to say this, you, no matter how you dress, you could get catcalled.
Oh, totally.
And I'm not going to have her stifle how she wants to dress because somebody doesn't know how to shut their mouth, basically.
Well,
but I do keep in mind, like, just know that it could be attracting attention, and she's not trying to do that.
Right.
But my husband has even said to her, you know, a man is going to look at you. He's not going to see a 15-year-old child.
Yes. I mean, that's the biggest challenge with our teenage girls.
Yes.
Like, well, and I feel like so much of our focus in previous years have been keep yourself safe by not dressing provocatively.
Right.
And I just hate that, particularly as a mom of a boy.
Yeah.
Right? Like,
he should just be able to control a man.
There is nothing, exactly. There is nothing that some young lady can do that should cause you to step outside of your own values.
Exactly.
And so it is a fine line because I do believe in modesty. And so, you know, trying to help her think about what is she expressing when she is expressing herself and thinking about the value that she has in the expression, right? So, I mean, even with, you know, Naomi, we just did prom, so excited. She had this whole idea of this look and it was stunning. She was completely covered from head to toe, but she looked absolutely, and she actually was more covered than I had intended
her to be.
For her to be, I thought she would do a whole little bit of a more shoulder, maybe, and maybe, you know, because she is so blessed in the chest area.
So much,
right? She's exceptionally blessed in the chest area. So, I mean, I knew we would have a little cleavage situation, and I was like, okay, we'll figure it out. I bought some bias tape, just prepared to make sure she was covered. And her idea even went, I was like, oh gosh, that's really stunning. And so I just love that our girls can express themselves and begin to just think about what they want to put out in the world.
Yeah.
But it is a challenge because when she came to me with the idea of putting a crisp button up under a ball gown, I didn't see it. I really didn't. I was like, you want to do... okay, well, let's see how it looks. You know how you just My answer is really no, but I'm not going to give a no because we're not going to have a fight right now. So I'm like, let's
That's why you got to use the answer. Let's see.
Yeah, exactly.
We'll see. That's mine. We'll see.
That is such an important... Moms, if you have a creative, you see that your creative is coming bubbling up and they're like two or three and they keep having all these crazy ideas. Honey, let's see. It's so much easier than the fight of the no.
The problem is, as they get older, they figure it out. Because my mother even said to me at one point, do they realize when you say maybe or let's see that it's really a no? I'm like, well, lady, don't mess up my thing here. But now they know, like, oh, mom, you said let's see. I know what that means. That means no.
No,
like,
it means let's no, see. Let's see how it develops.
I need to sleep on it a little
bit. Exactly. I need to wrap my head around this idea. And I think it's a good approach instead of immediately when your child's self-expression or idea like really kind of bats up against your own stuff.
Yeah.
For whatever reason, to not just give it a no, to be like, you know what, let mommy, you know, we are, you know, family of faith. So I'll tell my kids all the time, like, let mom sit and pray about it. Let mom and dad talk and let's pray about it. And girl, I'd be on my knees about some of this stuff because I'd be like, Lord, I need wisdom.
Well, it's fun to see them be self, you know, with prom season and everything. My daughter's school's not doing it.
Right.
But she is already looking at prom dresses for next year. And she said to me in the car yesterday, so what do you think is too expensive for a prom
dress? Oh, no.
Which is always a question you do not want to hear. She's like, because I found this company on Instagram. They have the most beautiful dresses and they range anywhere from $400 to $1,000. And I was like, we'd have to see that. It sounds a little pricey to me, but y'all, I got my prom dress at Windsor's.
Right, me too.
I'm pretty sure my prom dress was not $100. I'm not going to say what year it was, but that
it probably was
very inexpensive, and I thought I looked kind of cute. I look back now, and I'm like, what was I doing? But, you know, that's a whole nother story. And then she started showing me the pictures, and I was like, ooh.
Yeah, that's where she gets you. Don't look at the pictures.
And they're so different than what the girls normally wear. Right. Some of it was very embellished, very cute. One of them had, like, cherries all over it, and then it was, like, butterflies or flowers. But then there were some that were, like, satin and had, like, the big puffy sleeve. Like, I was, like, there was one girl that had the red flowers, the big red flowers, and it was, like, red satin. I was, like, ooh, I want that for Christmas. Like, I was, like, she don't got me, because...
I know.
I kind of want to see her in one of those dresses now. Now I'm like, oh. So we talk about being elaborate. Her 16th birthday is coming up, and we were being a little elaborate, which my oldest one is like, I can't believe you're going to do that. And I'm like, she's not getting a sweet 16 party like we wanted because of COVID.
Well, and not only that, guess what? Mind your business, son.
Yeah, she's mine.
So let him do what he wanted to do.
She wanted to wear a cute dress, so I let her pick a dress online. I've ordered her dress, and we are taking her to a sushi restaurant that she has wanted to go to forever in Vegas.
I love it.
And she stalks their Instagram, people. I mean, I will catch her scrolling through pictures of sushi food. Like, it's kind of disturbing. She's got, like, this, I want to try this, and I want to try this.
I love it.
And so we're literally... thinking about just doing, it's kind of sounds crazy, like just an overnight trip to go and have a really nice dinner because she wanted to have a sweet 16 party. And guess what?
Yeah, COVID.
We are not having a sweet 16 COVID. Party. So I'm like, this is something we can do to make this special for
Well,
her.
And I love that. I mean, and that's what I think is the biggest secret to like successfully raising a creative is really speaking their language.
Yes. And you have to be able to speak,
figure out. And if, and knowing that certain things are just really important.
Their
room has to be creative in order for them to have a space. And so,
like, is that really creative though? Can you call that creative? Like, I'm just, if I could post pictures, y'all.
Don't.
It's not creative. I mean, I'm going to say right now, my room is a hot
she
mess,
has
but I'm also in the process of
room.
Packing and stuff.
She's painted everything.
Like paint and clothes and her makeup table. Oh Lord, there's stuff on that table. I'm like, it's probably a science project. I literally caught her in there working with clay on her makeup table the other day, making something out of clay.
Because she's making a prosthetic or something.
And I was like, what is she? No, girl, I don't know what she was making. But she has made clay rings, which are super cute. I just I don't say much anymore.
Deep breath,
I just kind of go in and be like, okay, cool. Show me when it's done. But I love her creativity because I think she's starting to believe more in her artistic ability too. And so her art teacher had recommended she join this Riverside youth like art contest thing.
Yeah.
So she's actually joining it. She was working on her art piece yesterday.
I love it.
And the whole theme is embracing the chaos.
Oh, well, that's perfect.
Yeah. So I'm like, yes, and she's stepping out, you know? Yes. Like,
and that's what we want of our creatives, is to find their space, to find their tribe, to find their section of the world where they're going to flourish. And unfortunately, sometimes, mamas, that means they have to start and stop a whole lot of things.
There's a lot of gray.
It means a lot of sometimes messes, sometimes, and even financial investment in things that they won't do for the rest of their lives, even though you thought when you were investing that, okay, this is the thing you're going to do. All right, I'm going to spend this money. And then 3 months later, it's no longer their passion. You know,
but we digress. It's crazy, but I love it because she inspires me. Like, I look at her and I'm like, man, like, I really, truly wish I was the teenager she is. Like, there was an outfit she wore one day. I was dropping her off at school. I was like, if people mess with my baby, I'm going to have to get in a fight on a school campus with some girl. Because if somebody says something about what my daughter is wearing, we're going to have it out. And she was like, it's funny. And I really expected to get more out of, you know, like, people saying stuff. And I really didn't. I was like, so did you wear it in hopes that people would say something?
I think sometimes our children do that. Well, I think in the quest to be so different, because I think that's both of our girls' motivation, right?
Yeah, they don't want to be like the same. Everybody else.
Like, when we were searching for a prom dress, she really was like, that's something everyone will wear. That's something everyone will wear. Like, she really wanted to stand out.
Well, that's the hard part, is because if that is true. Mm-hmm. So if you want to stand out, you have to tip the scales a little bit and be like, okay, I'm looking at something. That's why those dresses my daughter showed me, I was like, nobody's going to be wearing that stuff to prom. And don't you want to be the girl that shows up in something that nobody else is wearing? All of you, you remember.
Yes, exactly.
Oh my God, when she made her dress, I wish I was that creative. I wish I would have made my own dress.
I know.
But I didn't have that creativity Molly Ringwald had in that movie.
Well, Molly Ringwald didn't actually make the movie. You know,
movie. But I said her character had the creativity. Enough, Claire.
All right. I'm going to leave the imagination. Mamas, we love you. You have a creative and you're raising a creative, honey, we are praying for you.
You know we got your back.
You can do this. Take one creative choice at a time. And remember, you love your kid.
Remember, say that first.
Yeah.
I love this child.
Yes.
And then
it's your mantra. It must be your mantra.
Say it a few times.
When the acrylics ruin your tabletop. Yeah, that's what you say. I love my child.
I love my child. Let me just go in the closet.
I love my child. I do not want to go to the penitentiary. I love my child. That's the mantra.
Thank you for joining us in our crazy mama talk today, y'all. You guys have a great week. Thank you for listening to our podcast today. Please subscribe so you don't miss an episode. And if this episode blessed you in any way, please pick 3 moms that you know and share this episode with them.
We'd love to hear from you and continue the conversation on Instagram at @u_i_mamas, on Facebook at unapologeticallyimperfect, on Twitter at @u_i_mamas, on YouTube at unapologeticallyimperfect, and on our website at www.unapologeticallyimperfect.net.
Have a blessed day, UI mamas. And remember, being the best mom is not about being perfect.
It's about being perfectly you.